Ram Radio Arte Mobile presents Fase 2, DAC number 6, 25th May 2012, Middelburg, Netherlands. The Cabinet and Van de Flejal, participants of the roundtable, the artist Jean-Baptiste Cavel, Lorenzo Benedetti, artistic director of the Flejal Middelburg, Hans Codet, entrepreneur, director of Covra, gallerist Mario Pieroni of Zerinzia and Ram Radio Arte Mobile, Bart Spapen of Norton Armaturen, Annemieke Stallert, Public Affairs of Delta, and director of RAM Radio Arte Mobile, Dora Stiefelmeier, the moderator of the roundtable, Nico Out.
Well, I'm Nico Out. I'm an art critic for the provincial paper of Zeeland, PZC, and very much interested in art and all the conditions in which art can flourish. Geeske and Lorenzo have asked me to moderate this conversation, and I have willingly accepted that honor. Which role can artists play in achieving those common aims, especially towards the aims of the companies? Which conditions are necessary for cooperation? How does a process start? And what can we do to stimulate those processes? The call is enough. We have started now. So now we can see which person do we have here. Your name and why you are here.
Okay. So my name is Jean-Baptiste de Cavel. I'm a French visual artist. I work with video and photography. And I'm here because I was invited by Dora and Mario and Lorenzo, but mostly Dora and Mario, a few months ago to participate in the same thing in Roma related to a show we were doing. And the show we were doing was related to a collaboration I have with Yona Friedman. So it's been maybe 7 years that I spent most of my time sharing ideas with Yona Friedman. And let's say it's been also 7 years that I decided to modify my practice maybe. And that I didn't want anymore my practice related to the production of pieces, like photos, films, or whatever. But I wanted my practice to be related to a common sharing, what Yona Friedman calls structure commune. Mm-hmm. And the structure commune will be related totally to the sharing of ideas. Mm-hmm. So let's say that for 7 years, we have been meeting maybe once a week. Every week we meet, we talk, and we just decide about what we're going to do.
Okay, thank you.
Voilà. Okay. And the result is any kind of photos, films, installation, whatever. But it's not the idea is that the result is not a piece of art. Mm-hmm. The result is an idea that is going to develop in any kind of structure, space, organization.
Mario Pieroni.
You are?
Yes, Mario Pieroni.
And you are here because?
I am here because I represented RAM and we edit this logo of the DAC with Dora Stiefelmeier, and this is the sixth event that we realized in the world. This is important because of this artist and Jean-Baptiste Cavelli is here after Rome and Paris and Lorenzo, the same as a different place, different people, but also the same people in different for one idea.
Bart Spapen.
You are.
My name is Bart Spapen. I'm director of Norton Armature, a traditional Dutch trading company. But in the same time, I made some new investments in startups, especially with new lighting technologies like LED, things like that. And we invested as well in a traditional French company making general lighting. And it's a quite new thing to have the traditional fluorescent lighting for offices and general buildings, to change that to LED and make it make it accepted by people and also see the new possibilities of this kind of
So you are really on the side of the innovation of lightning?
On one end, I'm in the most traditional part of it. Yeah. And on the other end, via some startups, we invest in new technology and try to come beside our traditional company into the new technology and make it common used.
Okay, thank you. Lorenzo?
As BKM De Vlezel, and we are here for the second of these roundtables, which is very important for an arts institution to, and also the possibilities of what is the relation with the public and the broad sense of the public of an institution. Of course, there is a lot of work in other fields of companies and developments that are in the region. And that is, I think, is very important for an institution like the FESA, which is famous for the production of exhibition that have a network that is based in the province of Zeeland, but is also very international. That is the same dynamics which is often in the companies which have to deal with these two elements. So the local situation, but at the same time, we deal in every sector of our life in this globalized system. So it's
okay. And part of your mission is also to generate new connections between artists and other companies, because it fits into your vision of innovation.
Yes.
Yes?
Hans Codé.
You are.
I'm Hans Codé. I'm the managing director of COVRA. And COVRA is the Dutch management organization for radioactive waste, which is, of course, a rather special type of industry. And I guess I'm here because we have shown that you can combine industry and art. And especially in our case, it means that we have been able to turn a completely technological building into a piece of art. It has been done together with William Verstraeten, and just for the picture, I can show you a very minute example of it. But the idea is that with the combination of art and this building, that we smoothen the gap between the technocratic world, which is really the nuclear world, and society. And it is, in my opinion, only art that can bridge these kind of gaps. You need the creativity, you need the emotional factor of an artist in order to bridge these kind of gaps. So I think that our example might be interesting for others as well, to see how you can combine these things, art and the industrial world.
Now we have our Jean-Baptiste de Cavel. He knows about what are the possibilities, because he's himself working on it day after day. But not everyone knows what could be developments which come out from a new kind of cooperation.
Yeah, I think for me the movie is important because it's an affirmation of complementarity.
Yeah.
And the fact that an artist brings a lot of things, but there is a necessity of collaboration and complementarity. Yeah. And for me it's not an affirmation, but in a way it's an affirmation because it's a formal visualization of an idea, yeah, that is an architectural idea, yeah, and that comes to you based on the media.
Yeah.
Renzo Benedetti.
Jonas Friedman is structuring these models and based about these things of combinations and not to find this right coincidence. And I was also wondering, in this round table there are three persons from the company world which are dealing with a little bit the same subject. And it was interesting to the fact that Jonas Friedman was somebody in his work looking really in the changing of society, looking to the future, how actually this internet structure changed a lot the relation also in architecture. It's also interesting to see how these three companies in a certain way are dealing with this idea of power, of diffusion, and it's an interesting way to see how a kind of form of architecture, going back to the question, what is an art, what is an architect, but in a certain way we understand how architecture is something much more broad and complex than just a building, a combination of elements that they can dialogue together, and this dialogue is this dynamic, which in a certain way we we find very interesting. So look, here people they are dealing with this dynamic, with light, with energy, with something that is also translatable in the idea of what is kind of new architecture, new form architecture, is this dynamic of elements.
Jean-Baptiste Cadel.
So the background of the idea is to reconsider our practice. Yes. And I mean, what he says, I cannot reduce what he says in few words, but if I have to do it, I will say that he says at a certain moment that it's not made for eternity, meaning that it needs to be reconsidered as much as possible. So maybe it's possible to find a way to think about architecture in a way that architecture will follow your practice. Of course, I mean, in your business, you need to have in your work, you need to have a very, very clear and very precise structure. But I think it's just the idea is that we need to reconsider altogether how we think about what we do and the process of doing it. And in order to do that, it's very good to be surrounded with different level of understanding and of imagination.
Let's now think and talk about what are the aims of companies and what are the aims of artists, and at which point will they meet, and is there a need for reconsideration?
As a company, I think it's make at least profit. That's
yes.
That's the basis of a company.
Yeah.
In my companies, volume is important. So we need volumes to bring to the market to make our position. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a lot of people accepting our products, our technologies, and I think for that reason, especially when you have new techniques like LED lighting, new concepts of lighting, we have to make it accepted by the big audience, by the common public.
Yeah.
So what you see in lighting, with LED lighting, a lot of artists accept that to make special things. Mm-hmm. But we need it to have it as a common product.
Have you some involvement by lightening the lives of people, or does it matter what you are making? Could you also make the AK-74, for example? You know?
No. But you have your personal view on things.
Okay.
And you have also a company.
Yeah.
Who makes it possible to achieve that?
Okay.
And well, it's family-owned business.
Yeah.
So since I'm a young boy, I'm involved in this business.
Yeah.
And you can have your personal ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
To bring in the company, but you may not bring all your personal feelings and thoughts,
okay,
and bring the companies in danger.
Okay, and what personal things, views, aims are, besides those profit, volume, and accepting thing, for you important?
For me personally, yes? Sustainability is one of the most important things.
That's an aim of an other level than profit and volume.
Of course.
Oh, so
you can combine it.
Oh, you can combine it. Another question now about art. The aim of an artist, what is it and what should it be?
My aim will be, I mean, it's common sharing in order to have as much as possible. I mean, being an artist is like a business. You need to keep doing. So we have the same kind of question, to be able to keep producing and live. But to do what? I mean, to do something that will spread to something to bring to society.
What will you aim? What will you? In which way will you make the difference? What will be the outcome of sharing your ideas?
Yeah. So the only thing I want to say is that I think and I believe that artists today, they're useless if they just stay in their corner in order to think about whatever they think, mm-hmm. to produce just ideas. I think we have the possibility to create ideas that will create platforms,
okay,
based on which we should try to develop a very specific object, whatever you want, but based on a common understanding. But I think it's possible for artists to bring something, because maybe we allow us a distance that is not necessarily related to productivity.
Annemieke Stallert.
I think both companies and artists try to achieve a certain kind of permanence in the dynamic world. as your context around you changes. You try to stay alive as a company and hope to provide jobs to your people for the upcoming year. And as an artist, you hope to produce ideas or concepts that will remain with people, people will think about in 10 years' time, well, that was a special exhibition or whatever. So you both try to achieve some kind of permanence within the laws of nature, the laws of economics, within a changing world.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing we have in common is that we both try to reach an audience. In your case, it's literally an audience. In our case, it's our customers. We need the audience, and we need the customers to survive in the long term. Your company will sell the same kind of product for the next 50 or 60 years. It might mean that your target groups will change, your customer group will change, it might mean that your product will change. You might have to adapt within the laws of economics, within the laws of nature. But the main thing, I guess, is trying to survive as a company, as a unit.
Of course, and that was my first remark. Mm-hmm. Making profit, that means that you are good for your audience.
Okay.
And that you still, and that you use the profit, that it's not for becoming rich, but it's to invest and to create new things.
I think that function of art is also to stimulate the way in which people are thinking.
Now, well, we are partly, as you started, from the technology base, so the technology that's also a creative process. What are you doing on the beta set, site we say in Dutch? But there are people developing new products, and that must be accepted by the audience, by the public, by the consumers, and that can be in relation with art as well. So the influence of technology on people come from the technology itself, but the acceptance, I think, can also be brought by artists.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I work with an industrial designer who have to understand the technology and change the technology to something people like to have.
Dora Stiefelmeier.
I'm coming from sociology, that's my original profession. And what I discovered with art is complexity.
Yeah.
And I know that survival is based on complexity. Once complexity is going down and economical laws are putting down, simplifying world, and then world is in danger. But I think artists have this power of reliving complexity through world. Audience also has to evolve. An artist is a complex man or woman, because otherwise you don't create anything. That's what I'm very much interested in.
Renzo Benedetti.
Because the arts, in a certain way, there is a kind of surviving, no, in time. Mm-hmm. But it's a very important, and this is interesting, for example, also with Cobra, it's nice that also Dino Tastrata is here that made the relation. It's this idea of what is the relation with time and our identity. And so we know that the functionality of art is to try to let survive elements of humanity in time. So it's a very functional thing where we know that our society is always accelerating with some processes of communication that are disappearing in the time. You know, we were talking just about this problematic of digital culture.
How can those two ways of existence be fruitful to each other?
Annemieke Stallert.
Maybe they're in the same pyramid of Maslow's pyramid, only on different levels of the Maslow pyramid, but the way they work, the way they operate, might be very similar. So they can help each other become better in either artistic work or either in entrepreneurship.
You need changes, yes. And changes means creativity. Then relativity in connection of concepts.
Mario Pieroni.
Before to interest in art, I had the company, but not very big, but this family company in Pescara. And never I have an idea to be interested in art.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Not my family, no painting, no books, no it's only work. And I met an artist in Pescara,
mm-hmm.
I am very young, and I have this contact with artists It's Ettore Spalletti is the name, and now it's very famous in the world. I continue to have two different jobs, the company, because very young, and it's possible to sleep, not much, because in the night it's possible to stay with the artist, and today I continue in my company. Contact with artists, when Cunellis comes to. After 2 years, I open the gallery in Pescara. I start with Arte Povera, Cunellis, Fabro, Mario Merz. This is 72, 73. I continue to have this to work in my company, family company. The artist opened my mind and helped me. I don't know if I'm wrong or no, but I changed my life. I met Dora in 77, 78, and I opened the gallery in Rome. Okay. And I continue with this relation with this artist. Okay. I want to say that this is life. Never I not intend to work. This is my life. The people want that I not to change. I have to do. It's important that everybody is free. Artists help in the life. Okay. Because this is important. Real artists change the life, change the world. Without artists, it's not possible to live.
Lorenzo Benedetti.
And Marino's bosom work on this idea of the fascination of the artist of the businessman. So he was looking to the businessman as an example for the artist it was in 64, against the idea of the romantic artist that when the time was Cobra and the painter and the cliché of the artist. And he was saying, no, the artist is somebody who's going to sell not a product but an idea. And that is a very important element of this know-how. The artist is fascinating by the company world. But if you think about stereotypes of this time, we see how somebody, one of the most famous men of company that built the most biggest companies ever in the moment is Apple. And if you see Steve Jobs, just like, he wrote all these books that are everywhere, was the biography, and he says, you know, basically what an artist will say, you know, be hungry, overrun your limits, and there's this fascination by somebody who's, you know, the most important figure of confidence, that he's making statements like an artist. So, of course, I think it's very interesting to detect this relationship between what is going on between these two fields, and these two fields are always switching. It's not possible really to say there is no art and there is company world, but of course there's this dynamic which is shifting. This energy is interesting, because also what is happening here is to find out, okay, it's not that this is straight line dividing fields, but there's a different structure. And so what is based there? Of course we talk about a prospect of saying what is potential.
What kind of elements from that attitude and that ambition which artists can have as a company owner, Bart, can you use?
Bart Spapen.
Well, I think one of your statements is that people don't. I started with the volumes, but that is something that is changing. People are asking more and more in experience when they buy things, when they develop things. It has to become more to excitement or to it has to be experience, and that has to become part of the product. And I think that has to be incorporated. So I think when we talk about the early 60s, as you mentioned, the world was far more divided than people had material needs and cultural needs, things like that. And that is coming together. So I think that the distance between art, consumer, and producer is becoming less big. Plus, we are coming closer and closer. The complexity becomes more and more, and we have to find solutions to bring ideas, products, and needs together. But for me, you have two points. You can give somebody the freedom to develop from an idea, a professional idea, to bring his ideas as an artist or as a developer in a product. On the other hand, you can be
more open and say, okay, think about what you want and make it as a piece of art.
Annemieke Stallert.
You need creativity. There are times in which a company needs to evolve its products or its way of operating or whatever, and at these times you can well use the help of someone whose core business is to be creative. Example, adding value to what you just told about experience. We ourselves, we sell power coming out of a socket, out of the wall. There's no experience to that, but you try to use a creative process to give an added value, a feeling mm-hmm. for the customer who gets power from Delta. Create an atmosphere and an environment in which creative ideas can flow.
Okay. Artists have this ability to make a synthesis of what is going on, what should be done, and we have the ability or capacity to make a translation of the context in which we are living all together, and a possible context of a very specific company, and then to try to, not to try, but to process mm-hmm. that will develop a very specific and precise form that is related to a common interest. And for me, it's in structure commune. It's a structure commune that makes clear that there is a common understanding at the beginning. And maybe this is abstract. We also have the necessity of surviving also, but we don't survive by ourselves. So we have the necessity of the load towards the other person.
And so I can understand that I, as an entrepreneur with my companies, but then you get the word subsidize, if it gives space to art, but then it's a personal feeling what you do with your company. But really thinking from the real function of the company to say, okay, I need an artist for the company. So I can, as a person, I can also say, I think it's important with my company to do something with artists or for artists, mm-hmm. but to bring it as a part of the function of the company, yes. that will be very difficult. It's for me very difficult.
Is there a connection between company and artist which relates to the function of both, yeah. of the company and the artist?
I think that practice change all the time, and for an artist, a very specific thing of an artist is that one artist practice change all the time.
And for me, for example, my practice, no, to produce exhibition, I have often one thing is that the exhibition doing is are very innovative, and in this sense, there is a kind of difficulty for the public to understand immediately what it is, no, because if you show something that everybody knows, and what we are talking about now, since now is. It's complex also for the company world to have the change as the dynamo, no, the enterprise, to be ready to change, to go and change. And this culture, as a contemporary art especially, is doing that. It's showing something that is new. That is something that is making a step further from what it was. And of course, you have an impact on the audience, because the audience has to get used to see something new. What is happening now, I think, in this economical framework, no, we are facing this impact. We are facing also the way how the public can get used to change, or to innovation, to a different point of way to see things. Mm-hmm. And from a practical point of view, but what can you do? I think that an important thing is that is about this round table, is to have people from normally that you think they're two completely different world, that we can see how it is, because it's already not the second here in Middleborough, but it's the seventh already, that it is from this series of round tables, how small these distinctions are between these worlds, and how important it is to create this connection, and then can be even answered.
Let's speak about artists and companies. We can speak about artists and people involved, human beings. Of course, a company has a logic of profit and functioning, but an entrepreneur is something different. He can balance his energy.
We understood what are the motivations of artists and what are the motivations of the business. Yeah, that was a kind of, yeah. of summing up of what we have done. But now the thing indeed is, how can you create an atmosphere that these two worlds, that they do not develop as an isolated island?
our personnel department prefers employing humans instead of robots to do the work. Humans, in their nature, need to be creative to survive. We all need inspiration to evolve. The need to find inspiration is